Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I told my wife we had to get control of the finances in our household. We had to sit down and make a budget we could live by. I said, we'll list her incomes and all her bills, so get the bills, honey, if you will. And she got them and stacked them on the table 3 pounds high. Now I work 2 jobs, and the wife cleans homes, and her daughter babysits, and the son mows lawns, but that budget wouldn't balance no matter how we tried. So I said, let's do what the government does. It works for them, it might work for us. So I forgot my ethics and morals and swallowed my pride. We took out every credit card we could get and loaded them up with the maximum debt and borrowed from friends and family and even took out loans overseas. I borrowed at work, had credit at the store till folks just wouldn't give us credit anymore. And I said, honey, the next step is clear to me. And now we got money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we're printing it in the basement these days, fast as we can. We're making money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we're taking the Obama budget plan. Well, we didn't use the money to reduce our debt. There was a whole bunch of things we still wanted to get now that we had more money than ever before. So we built a deck and a patio, put in a pool, bought a second home, and took all the friends on vacation to Costa del Sol. Cause we got money, we'll buy the money. Yeah, we're printing it in the basement just as fast as we can. We're making money, we'll buy the money. Yeah, we're living the Obama budget plan. Budget ceiling, credit score, don't worry about that, I'll just print more. That money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, hey, honey, make a run to Office Depot. I need more paper. Hurry back, I gotta pick up my new Cadillac this afternoon. And I'm printing you up a little surprise birthday stimulus package, too. Boy, I sure hope them spoil sport Republicans and Tea Party folks don't screw this up. Once you renounce any sense of decency, it gets easier and easier. You know, I think I'll just buy Boardwalk and Park Place. Hey, I wonder how much you want for that General Motors company.
Good evening, folks. This is the Hoot and Holler Gang. I'm Lonnie.
I'm Leah.
Can you hear me, Lonnie?
Yes, sir, I can.
I'm trying to get the phone to cooperate, and it's not wanting.
You're doing fine.
Give me a chance. I'm going to have to recall.
All right. Well, we can hear you, though.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, yeah. We can.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Everybody in with me? Coming at you from Southern Indiana. I got my hip waders on because the crap is getting deeper and deeper. Pick a topic. I mean, it's like everything, there's something. If it's from, you know, you got people driving cars in the building saying they're God. You've got a Democratic Party that would try to make you believe, oh, there's something to see about Benghazi, so let's just ignore it. If there was nothing to see, the Democrats be pushing this issue to the hilt to make the Republicans look bad, people. Be real. Do they think we're all that? Yeah, all these scandals, that the truth is coming out and they ain't liking it and they're backpedaling, but it's still the truth is going to come out. And they should be held for it. And accountable for what they're doing. All the scandals and the lies and the deceit on the American people. Come on, this is getting a little overboard.
And then you find the Tim Geithner. They wanted Tim Geithner to mislead the people. Well, to me, mislead means to lie. Now, he's trying to say, well, he didn't write that or say that, but, you know,
yeah.
In his book, he did. It's a quote.
Well, there's a lot of senators and stuff. Well, I didn't say that, but you can go back and see the facts exactly. They're standing out there saying exactly what they're saying. Oh, I didn't say that. You took that out of context.
Then we're finding out, oh, we spent how much money for the IRS,
yes.
Let alone we're giving out bonuses to people who God's paying taxes working at the IRS. And then we find out there's, I don't know how many, what was that a while ago, billions of dollars that are lost through tax fraud and the earned income credit deal. Well, we knew that before. It was brought up that a large part of that was illegal aliens doing it. And when Republicans wanted to put a bill in that would block them from doing that, Harry Reid refused to bring the bill to the floor for a vote.
They need to
Harry Reid has refused to bring a lot of bills to the floor for a vote.
Harry Reid's done a lot of dirty stuff.
Well,
I mean, on scandals and stuff, and just like the Bundy farm, I mean, it's a proven fact that he was
invested in
all
solar.
That on the solar panels and stuff, and that's why he wanted Bundy's farm. It wasn't nothing about taxes or anything like that. It was that.
It's why they keep blocking the pipeline is for no other reason except that is their competition in business when you're invested in green energy. And if you can take out your competition, then all the profits will be going into your pocket. And that's exactly what Harry Reid with his solar investments and Nancy Pelosi with her ties to her brother-in-law in solar energy, and then you can go to Boxer and her ties into wind turbines and stuff, and then Obama being involved with the Chicago Carbon Exchange, Valerie Jarrett, Al Gore, and many others involved with the Chicago Carbon Exchange.
And that's
the you read about the offshore bank deal. It just keeps piling up and piling up and piling up. And how so many out there walk around in a daze and not see what is happening.
Well, they can't do that. Well, open your eyes, people. But they are doing it. Sooner or later, they're going to take control, and then we're just going to be their little slave.
That's
what they want, so they can go. What'd you say, Leah?
I said they're already taking control. See, I don't understand how people don't see it, but as Bill said, people do walk around just dazed out there, and they don't see. They think that we always have to live by government. Well, that's how we always live, so people know it is that. And that's exactly why people don't open their eyes to see that there's something they can do about it.
That people can do about it. You've got to stand up.
Well,
yep, that's exactly right.
Stand up, you got to stand up.
Well, the first thing is you've got to be willing to stand up and open your mouth.
Yep.
Sit down and write a blog.
You've
got to the bigger thing, but you've got to start making a stand. They've got to start standing up and saying, we are not liking this. We're not going to tolerate this crap.
And American people, if you don't, I mean, who will? Green kids, still alive.
In the 50-plus years I've been alive, I don't think I've ever seen an administration in such chaos. These people don't know what they're doing.
No, they have no clue.
They have no clue.
They're playing with checkers.
Well, their only interest is to somehow pad their own pocket.
Yeah,
or their own
it.
Power.
That power or pad their pocket. It's about it.
And that's both sides of the aisles we see that kind of stuff going on. The whole immigration issue,
the Chamber of Commerce and stuff. Well, I guarantee you that if you was to check, most of the heads of the Chambers of Commerce are either invested in a business or in housing that caters to illegals.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They are somehow profiting off of the illegals, or they wouldn't be pushing.
I'm not racist. If you want to be here illegal, come here the right way. Then you won't be illegal. You will be a citizen.
Well, we found out today that...
Illegal means illegal no matter what you look at.
We found out today they released a crap load, several thousands of people, criminals, even some of them were murderers, were released back into our country, into the society. You know, it's just another part of how these immigration deportation numbers that Obama touts are, like everything else Obama touts, a false lie. They got to use math. They got to manipulate the math and stuff. And they're not the only ones. Like I said, politicians in this country right now, the elites of both parties, seem to be dead set on keeping us under their thumb while they're pad their pockets and their power.
Yep. All it is padding their power. They don't care about nothing, just like the Benghazi, what the Democrats keep saying. Oh, that's just an old story. Like I was telling my father today, if it's such an old story, then tell them family members the truth. That's all they want is the daggone truth.
Well, that's like the day that Obama says we need to pass amnesty for safety and security reasons. Tell that over 120,000, the families of the over 120,000 killed on this Obama.
Well, Obama needs
tell them just how safe it is to pass amnesty.
No, you should get down for safety reasons. I mean, this is crazy.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, no.
And he's going to keep pushing. If you take back the Senate, he's going to veto more than any other president in history's ever vetoed.
Well, I hope they do take the Senate back. I really do. And then I hope they get the Harry Reid out. I hope they get Nancy Pelosi out of there. Somebody takes over their job.
You got to get the John McCain's and the Boehner's and the Lindsey Graham.
All of them out of there.
Yeah.
They spent too much time in the government. And
tell Jeb Bush to stay in Texas, Florida, wherever the hell he is. Tell Jeb Bush to stay there. Tell Chris Christie to stay in New Jersey. And let's put someone in there that's going to do the best for the people and not put their special interest groups or their family and cronies in, you know,
and be honest
to them.
Be honest with it. Tell us the truth. Work for us. Not against us.
Well, that was the problem. We lived in a country that started out where we were supposed to be the masters of the elected. And the elected have somehow turned the tables where they think they are the masters of us.
Because we've let them believe that.
Well, yeah, we've let them do that to us. And to turn it, that's why it's so hard to turn the ship around from where we're at right now, because we let them get so far into this before we woke up to what's going on. And there's still many to wake up, yet to wake up.
Tons to wake up.
Yeah.
We consistently just go on with our lives and don't pay attention to what these people are doing. And one of the biggest things I hear from a lot of people when you try talking is, oh, they don't do politics. Well, you know, it's just like the little thing we see on the internet and stuff. It don't matter if you do politics or not. They're going to do you.
They're going to do your family.
And then you'll be griping and whining. When they do something, they'll be griping and whining. Well, why do I do that? You let it happen, but not paying attention. And we're all guilty, or we wouldn't be to the point in our country where we're at. If we had been paying attention, we would never have got to here. And it's both parties that have led us to this. Both parties are involved in Agenda 21 ideologies and stuff.
Yes.
And they've tried to guide their investments and stuff into such.
And they lie and change the name, but it still means the exact same thing. Total control of us.
You know,
the world.
I love that it's because they think we, the public, are so ignorant
that if we change the name, modify the name, they won't still think it's something different.
Jack, same
we went to the same schools as these people did. A lot of us did. Same kind of schools that a lot of these guys went to. Some of us went to the same colleges these kind of people went to. Somehow they think because they chose to go into politics, probably because they were too lazy to work, that they somehow are inherently above the rest of us.
Oh yeah, they think they know better.
And
they know better than what we should know for our kids.
A person with a level head and common sense will 9 times out of 10 be better at anything they want to do than that person that we're talking about. They're screwing with our food. Santo is GMOs, or they'll ship our beef out of the country and import some kind of inferior crap. With our food, you know, it doesn't make me matter to live in Jackson County, Indiana, go in the grocery store in late August, and there's a cantaloupe in there from some foreign country, when Jackson County, Indiana is the melon capital of the world.
A foreign country can keep their cantaloupe.
Why am I eating a cantaloupe grown in who knows where when we grow them right here? Why ain't I eating the ones that were grown right here?
Well, if government has their way, there won't be no growing of food.
It's controlled.
And you can't trust that food was controlled. Don't have something chemicals in it.
Look at all the wasted grain on biofuels, only to find out that they're worse emission-wise than gasoline. That's grain that would have been feeding livestock.
But the fields need that carbon.
Well,
as far as the plants and everything to grow, it needs that stuff.
I don't know where they find these people who go out here and push the man-made global warming ideology.
The global warming when it's
because
proven fact.
I've come to understand by a lot of these people, Harvard, sitting on our electorate, that they evidently don't teach math, science, morality, or several other subjects at Harvard, because none of these people seem to get it. They can't do math. They can't do science.
Tommy, good math. 12 plus 12 is 9.
Let's just start it out what it is. It's Obamacore. Look at the stuff, and they're trying to force it on people. Put you on a terrorist list if you speak out against Common Core. They're arresting parents. They're, everywhere you turn around. And they're trying to force it on us. Indiana.
Look at everything they're trying to force on us. They're forcing their, livestock bills. I mean, where they're taxing them with the breath of the cows and stuff, that's what it is. Cow farts. That's still even more ridiculous. And then wanting to put meters in our yard to tax how much rainwater will fall in there.
And making it against the law that you can catch the rainwater. In some places, they're outlawing you having a garden.
All waterways will be
controlled,
and the government owns everything.
The 2PP project, or whatever, the Trans-Pacific Partnership that they keep trying to get into there. If you look into that, that gives the UN, I guess, control over all our waterways.
Well, see, that's not right. They have no control. That's not theirs to control.
You can tell these people Agenda 21 and they'll look at you like they're stupid some of the time. But then they're not smart enough to go up and pick up a local paper and see in there that almost everything you see on the front pages will be tied directly into Agenda 21.
Yes. And what the media don't like to you guys is saying it's always, they always lie.
How to get the people,
why not tell the
how
truth?
To get the people back into the cities and out of the rural areas? Well, you start taxing, driving on the highways, toll. And then, if you're in California, you tax them by the mile, too. You hit them twice. You make it where they can't afford to drive. So they got to move into the city.
Yes.
That's what they're thinking.
Well, people, I'm not moving to the city. There is no way. The only way I'll move to the city is in a pine box.
Damn it, Patrick, all my life. Why would I want to go to the city?
Been there. Life's too fast. You got to guard everything all 24 hours a day. Now, I say that. I've been to Japan, and in Japan, it's totally opposite. You can lay your camera down in Japan, walk off, come back 5 hours later, it'll still be laying there.
Because that's the thing.
They won't steal it. Yeah. Try laying a camera down in New York and walking away for 5 minutes. Let alone 5 hours.
In New York, you could leave your keys in your car and walk into the gas station, get your pack of cigarettes, come up, and there goes your car. I just don't have no thrive to go to the city.
No. At nighttime, I have peace and quiet.
Yes.
You can look at birds. I can sit out here with my wife and look at the stars. And I don't got to have cars driving all around me. I got to hear honking and beeping, somebody cussing out a window or whatever.
Or games or anything like the knockout game. That don't happen around here. Try it around here and I think I get full.
Now, there's some pretty hard-headed boys around here. You just hurt your hand. We don't have a lot of those in the city, too. Yeah, Linda.
Oh, I was just trying to listen in and figuring it out. You know, they haven't done the mileage vehicle tax in California, but I'm sure they're thinking about it because they have the ability to do it. You know,
they're talking about around.
There's going to be a big demand for mechanics who are willing to take those boxes and help me throw them in the, off that pier, because I'll tell you, I'm not doing it. I'm not paying for it. I'm not doing this. We have to take a stand. I mean, it's evil. And when you talked about Common Core, there's a huge movement here, well, all over the United States, but especially even in California, people are trying to educate the parents. There's all sorts of ways to educate oneself. I think I sent some stuff to all people on Patriot Families on educating yourself on Common Core. I put it on Facebook. I think it was yesterday. I actually took the course. It's really cool. It comes. You can go to freedomworksforme.com. You don't have to pay anything. You just sign the petition, and you get an email. You'll get the course, and you can spread it all over the place. It's really easy. So it's a good thing to do. It tells you exactly what that meeting of those people came to me and told us about the Bill Gates Foundation and Achieve Inc. and all these evil organizations that can't be touched. They can't get FOIA requests because they're private entities. It's a very insidious, evil thing. So just go to freedomworksforme.com and check it out. It doesn't cost you a dime. Just go for it. Get it out to your neighborhoods, your grandparents, your parents, everybody. So like I said, it gives you the history and that.
Get it spread around out. We got a storm on top of us here. And before the storm takes us out or drowns us out, our good friend Mark Wolford's here with us tonight. Mark wrote a little instrumental song and he's dedicating this to the Patriot family. And we're going to let him go ahead and play it. Let me know how the sound comes out.
Okay.
Might be
thank you.
Coffee's made. I've got my list has been updated, so I'll print that out and hand her the original, and then she can take it from there for the reading list. I've got the constitutions. I've got some of the cards that Hollis gave me like 3 or 4 years ago for patriot families. I've got the copies of the Obamacare. It's like a little mini docudrama of papers. It's like a documentary in word form, so you guys can have that too. So we need to keep up on this stuff and start, you know, educating.
I know we're going to have a larger crowd at Delaney this year, and I'm keep preaching because I want to get the biggest crowd as we can get.
Good.
Take some pictures and stuff so people can see that there are people here working, ready to get out here and do things. We have a lot of an area going on. We just got to get all these people that are well together and united and working together. My state, you're going to see my state fight back against the government on quite a bit of things.
Sure.
I heard my governor today. They're not through with dealing with this common core here in Indiana. They are going to change some things about it all.
It's just dumbing down the kids.
You've got to get to the parents. You've got to find a way to get to these PTA meetings or something. Get a hold of somebody and say you got to organize against your school boards, all these unions, all these people pushing this down your throat, and tell your governor and your state legislators no, 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 because we're not doing this. And threaten to empty the schools. Threaten it.
You're seeing the unions come out against Common Core.
Praise God. Praise God. That's all I can say on that one.
That probably cuts into their money with the way the math goes on Common Core.
Yeah,
the other day. He was talking about how many times Obama has stabbed him in the back. He's had office. And it was quite interesting. All the things he was saying was, you know,
Obama's lied so many times, I bet you we can use his nose to go across the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Here's the one. There was a thing, and I don't know if I sent it to you guys. I think it was on the Blaze or Patriot Depot or one of them, or WND. And Ted Cruz came out with like 10 or 12 things that he has abused the rule of law and completely abandoned it. It was like really comprehensive and fantastic, and it was all over the internet. I don't know whether it was Facebook or my email was good. You guys need to Google that and find it because it was hot.
Well, almost everything there is, more just keeps coming out and tying up, you know, and the lies just keep getting deeper, and this is the point that they've told so many lies that they can't cover their lies.
No. And it's unraveling, which is a good thing. And that's why Pelosi has her ugly eyes, you know, with the toothpicks in there and this crazy glue. And she's starting to, you know, blather on, kind of like demented Harry Reid. But what, like I said, when you go for the local, what you do is you find out what they're going to talk about, or you can try to talk on the non-agenda items, and you get your stuff together and you get a 2 to 3 minute speech with the best facts and the best things you can, and you just hammer it home, and you explain right in front of your mayor and your city council and those planners why you're against certain things. That's what we're doing, the people here. We go up against them.
You know,
like I said, get the facts down.
They will enforce some of the dumbest laws on the citizens. And then some of the other laws that really are meant to protect the citizenry, they lost it all.
Oh, no.
Well, that's like the Constitution. That whole thing with the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, when you talk about the church and state, the whole idea was to protect the church from the state, not the other way around. And it's been perverted for so many years by so many morons. I'm ready to throw up on somebody's face. I'm not kidding. If I hear something one more time, I will. They better have a barf bag around because I will do it. I'm done. People make me tired.
It's like it just keeps piling up, like I said. And you already see in the media signs play the divide the GOP by
playing these guys against each other in the media. You know, comparing, well, this guy was a Tea Party candidate and this guy was establishment. And the Tea Party, they're really trying to dog the Tea Party out. And that's actually supposed to be established as a both party before the guy was.
No, they can't stand us because we stand for freedom. We stand for individual sovereignty and state sovereignty. They can't have that. Oh, no. No, they got to have their damn Agenda 21. That's what this boils down to. You know it does.
Well,
it's all inclusive.
If people can see the investment of the elected, the Democrat Party, Republican Party, if we could see all their investments, we would see the scam that both parties have pulled on us for generations using inside investing and trading. They are only padding their own pockets and only keeping up their own portfolio.
And it's our money while we live like peasants and they live like kings and queens.
Well, we keep paying for it, you know, and we,
yeah.
Like you said, Ron has been screaming for 4 or 5 years. We have that dishonest mind. We just keep doing it. And we're listening. You know, it's like we're furnishing our straw to make the bricks, like the little Hebrews under Pharaoh. We don't even realize what we're doing, as many people don't. I've said it before. Lenin would be so proud because these idiots are going for this green movement in California, and they're walking on the boxcar, and nobody's putting a gun to their head. That's what's happening. It makes me crazy.
And the ones that's pushing for all these bills, they have no clue what it really means, because when the bills actually pass and things start happening, they are not going to like it, just like the health care they don't like.
Well, now, see,
well, I think that there's
500 people that liked it.
What about the Obama saying he had 7 million? On the health
care?
Well,
he said he had 7 million, and we know it's down around 2 million.
Oh, Christ. He couldn't tell the truth if somebody put his head down a toilet.
He will look the public in the eye and lie straight face.
Of course.
Him and Harry Reid belong together.
Yeah.
Because Harry's so stupid.
On a deserted island.
He'll camera say something, and then 2 days later deny he said it.
I didn't say that. You took me out too much closer.
See, with Harry, Harry's got dementia, and Barry is just a consummate liar. I don't think he's pathological, because if you really look at that, that means he can't help himself. Now, a real pathological liar wouldn't stutter, and Barry stutters when he starts. So he's like Satan. He's like a little author of the lies, man. He don't care. It just rolls off his tongue, so except for when he starts stuttering, when he has half a conscience.
Well,
it just makes it sick.
He's totally self-absorbed, self-centered,
yep.
And he's extremely arrogant. And
he's evil. He hates this country.
Yeah,
he always has. The man, he's a serpent.
He kept lying.
We need to put him on the log and carry him out.
He's a serpent.
Tell people to you.
I'm telling you, I've told this on many shows, and he's the worst thing that's ever slithered around that Oval Office in decades. I can't even stand it. I can't stand to even read the words he speaks on pages. I can't. Can't stand to see his ugly face. They won't impeach him because of the skin color. These people act like third graders. That's how stupid they are. I've never seen anything like this. They kowtow to the CMS LSD clowns. They kowtow to the CNNs, to the, you know, it's nuts. It's craziness.
Yeah. They have used the race card to the point where it means nothing.
Well, that was the whole point, Bill. That's why they told Hillary it was not your time, that 2016 is your time, because we're going to get this mulatto piece and, you know, what in there so we can play the arc all day long for 8 years, and they're doing it. You think this wasn't part of their plan? With the white guilt and the Jewish voters? Come on. Oh, please. Give me a break.
These women over in Nigeria, the kidnapping and stuff.
I know.
Look at Boko Haram and look at the ties that are there.
Yep.
You know, you got to question
that makes me understand why their action is some twittering or something, because they're not going to do crap over there, because they're really trying to take out the Nigerian government just like they did in Libya. They had it done in Egypt. They're trying to do it in Syria. They want to do the same thing in Nigeria. They want that government out and a government to the global access, you know. So that's why
you don't see
crap.
There seems to be a connection. Somebody's trying to put the connection together between Boko Haram and the Benghazi incident, because it's somehow tied in, not with the gun running, but with Al-Qaeda. And I know that somebody made the connection between Boko and Hamas. And they're all terrorist groups, because every speech that David Horowitz has ever talked about in all the universities, he knows that Hezbollah and Hamas and all these people are terrorist organizations. There's no question about it. And the other bad thing is we got that CARE, the Council on Islamic Relations nonsense. Those people are advocates of the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas and et cetera. So, you know, they can't hide anymore. I mean, we've got the goods on them. I got a whole bunch of stuff, and believe me, I'll bring it out.
I see Hollywood out here griping about a hotel in some small country. Where is Hollywood on all this stuff in the federal government, Keith Ellison and all these others? Bush is
not going to have
one Sharia law. Where are they then?
Because, Bill, because they get special favors. They get invited to the White House. They get, you know, $800 bottle of champagne in the Lincoln Room or wherever the hell they're at. And, you know, it's ridiculous. And then they campaign to give him money, and they think that Michelle's the greatest thing since sliced bread or a fat little dopra. And that's what they do. They're crazy. These people are all, you know, in the same circle jerk. That's what it is. It's nuts. I can't stand these people. They're crazy. Progressive, commie, red diaper, doper babies. Every damn one of them.
They're very hypocritical in the things they say and how they act.
They're communists. These people, look at Michael Moore, Al Gore, Obama, Michelle, Dobra, not just Bill Maher, but the other one, I can't, Alex Baldwin. These three people are communists. My God, if they're not spouting Marxism, you know, they're lockstepping with Vladimir Lenin and Che Guevara and Castro. And they're going down to Cuba to prove it. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
No, they're not kidding.
So, like I said, they want control of the education system and your kids. Remember, your kids don't belong to you. They belong to the government.
That's just because the kids are too smart, and they're smarter than the government. That's why they want them dumb and damn.
I'm telling you. You guys got to take your kids out of these schools. You got to just empty the seats. The money dries up and the system goes away. I'm telling you, the only answer.
Yeah,
get them out of there.
They've got it set up that if your kid misses so many days of school, that the cops will come to your house and.
No. You have to tell these people. No, I'm homeschooling now. Okay, we have our own school, whatever, and tell them to pound sand and say these children do not belong to you. And fight for
it. Let's not even talk about the school thing right now. I am battling the school system right now like crazy because my daughter just had shoulder surgery, and she missed today was her first day back after shoulder surgery after having a screw put in it and two metal brace type things to hold it in place, as well as two tears in her labrum. And they are complaining. We have a teacher there that literally told her she has to ice her shoulder every 2 hours, doctor's orders. Her teacher told her, she had a teacher tell her today, which is the one that has given us issues, that if she's gone more than 20 minutes, she's counting her absence in her class. Then when she went back to that class, do you want to know what she did? She took her to the hallway and started yelling at her. Don't you think I had the nurse call me? The school nurse called me because she was concerned about it, because she knew that it was not right, because she has the doctor's orders, as well as the school trainer has the doctor's orders, because that's who is on the list. I called twice. I talked to someone because before the nurse had called me, the trainer had called me personally on my phone and told me what had happened because she had Bri icing her shoulder. Well, then after that happened, the school nurse called me to tell me the same story that the trainer just called me after I had already spoke with the school official. So don't you think I called that school official on his cell phone because I know him personally, and I said, I'm going to tell you right now. I said, that is my daughter, and I said, you know, as well as I do, when it comes to our kids, we will fight tooth and nail. Nothing comes between them. And I said, how is it that a teacher can pull a kid into a hallway and yell at them for something she has no control over, and
that's
she
correct.
Has made up every homework assignment, but yet, I said, kids can't do that to other kids because that would be bullying. So you're telling me that it's okay for a teacher to bully somebody?
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you right now. I said, you are inches away from me getting an attorney, and you guys have a lawsuit on your hand. I said, so you guys better buckle this teacher down, or I said, I'm getting an attorney. I'm meeting with the school. I am actually, he agreed with me. He was not aware of any of this. And they've all kind of had me back, honestly. And when this teacher has went to talk to the other school officials, which are her bosses, she doesn't tell the whole story. She doesn't tell them that I have spoke with her. It's just irritating. It's been a very rough day for me to even send my daughter back with the medication she's on.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, yesterday she fell twice. And so it's just been a tough situation. And then she got her feelings hurt, and she was embarrassed when she got yelled at. And when I went to pick her up from the trainer today after school, I had two kids approach me on my way into school and say, Leah, you're never going to believe what happened. Mrs. Finnelson sat there and yelled at Bri. And I was like, oh, no, that's it. I'm done. I said, no, but this isn't happening. This is my daughter, and I will go down with blaze of glory for my kids.
You know what I would have done? See, I would have taken a little step further. I'd have walked in looking like a Black Panther. I swear to you, I would have intimidated the hell out of those
people. Well, if I would
have
been there, I probably would have. That's why my bus is going to be there at 7:30 in the morning. And I told them, 7:30 in the morning, I will be there.
Oh, man, I'd have given them such a scare that they'd have been running for the hills.
It's obviously somebody who has no business being a teacher.
Oh,
and, you know,
absolutely.
It's the teacher. It's the teacher that I was bragging about a month ago, the one that wants kids to use their head instead of always trying to use these calculators and things. You know, she wants them to be able to use their head. But don't sit there and take it out on my daughter that she's missed school.
Man.
Do you really think that she likes the fact that she missed school? I could understand if not really, but I mean, I would be more understanding if she wanted to do that and my daughter always missed school and never made up her work. But that's not the case. Before we had this shoulder issue, my daughter never missed school. My daughter's a good student. And I was just, it hit me wrong. Very, 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 very wrong. So that's what I'm experiencing.
Well, when I talk to them, if I didn't like it, my next deal, I'd just laugh at them, walk out, and I'd go call a lawyer. I guarantee a lawyer won't have to do nothing but make more than one phone call, and something will happen.
Right. So it's. I told them tomorrow if they don't do something about this teacher, I said, you're not going to have to worry about doing anything about it because I said, there will be no talking to me no more. I said, because it's going to be straight to an attorney. I was like, because I'm not dealing with that. I'm not doing it. You know, this is my daughter's life, my daughter's future, and I won't deal with it. It just won't happen.
You know, this kind of stuff goes on all across this nation in the schools where teachers treat the kids something like that. We don't have the kind of systems that we used to have. We don't have enough Terry Rowlands teaching. What we got are people that are in there for a paycheck. They didn't come in there because they really wanted to be teachers. They just thought it was the easiest way to get a paycheck.
Exactly right.
And then the unions have interfered. You can't get rid of bad teachers, and that makes it even that much harder and makes it worse for the kids because you can't control and have good teachers. Because of the union. definitely see we've dumped billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars into the education system, only to watch as the more money we dump in, the further down our kids slide. And you got to wonder, where the hell is the money going? Because it's sure not going to teach the kids.
It goes to administration. It goes to union pensions. It goes to all that, union salaries. That's where it goes. The teachers and some of these teachers have to buy their own pencils and stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't know if you saw on the news today, but a guy in Indianapolis planted a tree in a pothole.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, in Indiana, the lottery was supposed to pay to fix the roads, and we don't know where the money
They steal it.
Lots of other money, and all the while, the pay of the highway workers keeps going up while they keep doing less and less, it seems.
I'm all for
non-violent criminals to do our roles and stuff because they're non-violent to begin with. Put them out there, utilize the labor, teach them a skill. You're not paying them $30, $20. You're paying a. If you're really paying good, you're paying $2 a day. But when you drive by, you won't see one person working and seven people watching. It'll be just the opposite.
Here's the other thing, Bill. You've got to take the tentacles of the government, the federal, and just chop them all off. You've got to shrink the size of it, go back to what it should be. Stop taxing the hell out of the people and stealing their money and trying to do this redistribution, because that's what's getting us where we are at. I would stop the corporatocracy, the corporate fascism, the public-private partnership nonsense that's been going on since Lincoln's time. I'm sick of it. The private sector will take care of the damn roads. They want their goods and services to go from A to Z. Believe me, the roads will look fine. Absolutely fine. Stop stealing their money and they'll fix the damn roads. God. Simple.
You know, let me tell you how bad it is. When you got a couple who are trying to feed the homeless, but because they're Christian and they talk about it when people are in line and stuff, they're fine for feeding the homeless.
Ain't that a crock of crap?
Wow. No, you know,
that's where the country is at.
Yeah, because look,
constant attacks against Christianity.
But if you're Muslim, you get anything.
Right.
That's what happened under Hitler. He made laws. He would pass his territorial laws, and he would outlaw feeding hungry people, especially the infirm and the elderly and the Jews. So everything that he did was legal under his Third Reich, and he made sure of it. So be very careful. And these idiots have been, for 20, well, probably 50 years, they've been passing these stupid laws that are just, there's no reason for them. Absolutely no reason at all for them. They're justifying their existence, and they're getting these huge salaries.
Well, a lot of times it's for one or two reasons. One is they can fine you or tax you or something. This is they create a new law that fines
you.
Or
control you.
Or two.
Regulate, control, take away your property. Take away,
Exactly it. And we have seen more regulations, more control mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
Under the last 5 years that we've seen in any 20 years in our life.
Wait till the one comes back. He'll make them pay.
But, yeah, we got to survive till then. We got the food thing. When all these other countries in the world are banning GMOs, China refused our GMO corn, and they bought real corn from, I can't remember where it was. Might have been Ukraine. Thing is, countries are turning away from it, but the United States keeps pushing it on its citizens. And all you got to do is go look at the board and their ties to political parties and stuff, and you realize they don't care if they kill you as long as it ties their pockets and as long as they can maintain control.
Sure.
That's just like the guy on the other day saying, oh, the person shouldn't do that, he should do these, he should take these pills and this and that. They're too quick to push a pill because it passed somebody's pocket. Again, look at who is invested in these big pharmaceutical companies and stuff. We need to put a flat-out stop to
insider investing and trading done by our elected while sitting in office,
Amen.
That they, you know, when they have a say in what business can succeed and what one can't because they're invested, that's just wrong.
I just, you know what I think, I kind of, I think the only way that this is going to resolve itself, seriously, Mikey and Ron are saying, that when this thing collapses, you know, that there's going to somehow, whatever rises out of the ashes like a phoenix is going to prevail because it's going to be ugly. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be like chaos, complete, total chaos.
Well, I have to agree with that too, Linda.
Yeah.
So many are not going to have a clue as to what to do. I've always felt that was an advantage of us boys that live and are raised in the country in the rural areas is because we know how to survive.
I know. And the other thing is, I unfortunately will run a vandal before this thing stops because there's just too – I'm in a city of 3.5 million people or a county. I've got everybody around me. There's, you know, you have this facade of – stability right now, but if something breaks down, all hell's going to break loose. I have to batten down the hatches and order more ammo and pray that it gets there because the things are going to get really bad. My supermarkets are going to be, their shelves are going to be empty within 2 hours. You betcha. You know that's going to happen.
Well, the
so,
thing, you have a vast panel. I said the smartest thing for you to do is try to get ammo and get out of that town. If you can.
I can't yet. I can't leave.
It all went bad, and the shelves was empty and everything like that. If it started going that bad.
I can't leave because my mother won't leave. I have to stay here. She's old, and she won't leave. I couldn't pry her with a crowbar, so I can't do it.
Well, I can
so
understand
that's,
that. I can understand
that's where
that.
I'm at. That's where I'm at.
Well, when it all starts happening, you can bet, girl, we're going to be praying very hard for you out there.
Yes, we are.
you got to send your boys out to me, those hillies, because I need someone to help me reload.
Hopefully you got a gun your mom can use.
I got some buddies in San Bernardino.
She's 92. There's no way. I don't even think I can teach her how to reload, honey.
There ain't no way.
What?
There's no way. She's terrified of them. She's never shot one in her life.
Well, give her a little billy club.
What I need to give her is one of those catapult things or a slingshot like David had or some C4 or something. I don't know, but she'd probably tear her hand.
It is said that we know that it's going to come to this kind of thing because the left's not going to let up. The establishment's not going to do anything to stop them. Because they're in cahoots with them, it's the establishment of both parties. I remember when I was young, I saw a lot of John F. Kennedy. He was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I saw highly of any Democrat since then. And the only Democrat today that I even considered would consider stopping and listening to is Evan Bayh. The rest of them, I don't know where they come from. It's like they're from a foreign planet, and they landed here, and all of a sudden, they want everybody to cater to them.
It's called the closest planet to the moon of Karl Marx. That's where they're coming from, baby. They have been indoctrinated in universities. Somebody said on the radio this morning, which was brilliant, that the Constitution was written by very intelligent men, but written in a way where normal folks could understand it because it's written in plain English, and it takes 4 to 8 years of some clown to go to some stupid-ass law school to try to mess it up and pervert the hell out of it. That's what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. They keep trying, each time they're trying to reinterpret it.
Oh, yeah, every day.
And when they do that, they try to bend it. And we've seen that with religion and everything else.
Bend it.
They want to bend it.
They're twisting it into a pretzel. Man,
exactly.
Talk about bending. Whoa. Yeah, they're doing that all right.
I mean,
horrible.
Can you name me a liberty they haven't tried to attack?
Well, the Third Amendment, maybe. They're working on that, too. Of quartering soldiers in your house. Yeah, that'll be next.
Schmucks.
And did you hear what Upchuck Schmucky did in New York the other day? He was talking about trying to mess up the First Amendment and actually change it and re-amend the Constitution, the ruling on Citizens United. He was all upset about that. And isn't that too bad, you know, that little communist piece of dirt. And so I said, well, good luck with that, because it takes 38 states to ratify a brand new amendment. Screw you, Upchuck. Oh, I can't stand him. That man is pure evil. There's many in, like, you know, the Sheila Jackson Lees and those people who are just absolutely stupid. They're just completely stupid. But people like Upchuck, they're dangerous. Yeah. And the Bloombergs and the Blasios, they're dangerous.
You know, we keep seeing these things, and we see nobody standing up against them. The ones that do are chastised as being crazy.
But you know what? Yeah, like the Rand Pauls and the Trey Gowdies, but you know what? Trey's going to get to the bottom of this, because there's a lot, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff.
He's pretty spooky. He'll get to the bottom of it. At least we hope, yeah.
But there's a lot of, yeah, the thing is, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you and I don't see, and the wheels of justice turn slowly, and I think that these boys like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, they are not playing games anymore. They're taking the gloves off because they know they have to, and I applaud them for it. I hope Ted and Rand run side by, you know what I mean, for the primary.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
If they do, I'm going to tweet them and tell them, please start vilifying Hildebeest, because she needs to be vilified.
Well, you know, now with the Boko Haram thing coming out, we all know now that Hillary tried to block them from being listed as a terrorist organization. That don't settle good with her.
It just
adds to the list of bad things about her, because she has nothing. What could she brag about? What did that woman say the other day? Oh, our set with Russia. Oh, like
we done anything there. You know, here's a bill. Look, goes to show you what the same time she was Secretary of State, and all these other times she was. Remember Anthony's Weiner's wife, Uma Abedin. All of Uma's relatives are Muslim Brotherhood people. Her mother was the Muslim Sisterhood people. I mean, everybody in her family was Muslim Brotherhood bad guys. Hillary was joined at the hip with this chick. Okay, so all at the same time, so guess who's telling Hildebeest not to put them on the list? I bet you it was that group.
Well, yeah. But we go looking even further, and even Barack has led back to that group.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, here's what I think. Because of the Benghazi gun running to Syria through Turkey or Libya, and Chris Stevens was probably sent there to try to grasp and gobble up the ones and hide the fact that they were doing this, I think that was a hit, just like Mikey B thinks, that was a hit by our government under the direction of Barry to kill him and whoever else was around there. And anything that happened henceforth, and then later they had to come out with the YouTube video live. But in the interim, somebody gave a stand down order. Let me tell you, that's what happened. Because
I want to know that. I want to know who did stand down.
I want to know who came up with the idea. It was the video, because
probably Hildebeest. I think it was either Valerie Jarrett or Hildebeest.
Again, it's pointing right back dead at Hillary. Another addition to her list of fails.
And do you really want her being president?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, that's one thing now. I don't think she'll run, because there's just so much used against her.
Right.
Anybody else? Elizabeth Warren?
I'll tell you. After we're done with Delaney, there's a place down here that does banners and signs, and I'm going to spend some money and get some signs made. I swear to God, I'm going to get some, just in case they shove Jeb Bush down our throats, I'm going to get one with his ugly face and put some horns and a beard on him. And then, you know, with the Common Core stuff and all the rest, and I'm going to get at least one of Hildebeest with horns and stuff, and there's going to be blood on the sides, and it's going to say, remember Benghazi, and then it's going to have the hand with the blood on it, like Lady Macbeth, and it's going to say, out, damn spot.
Well, you know, we've heard these Democrats come out and saying the IRS is the targeting. Oh, the Democrats were targeted too. Less than 1% of 1% of 1% of Democrats targeted. Yet 10% of Republicans were Tea Party were targeted.
I know, and that's the same percentage that they talk about as wind and solar power that works for our energy stuff. It's like less than 1% of our whole grid. And they're killing birds and taking up land and driving everybody else crazy. It's disgusting. Oh, it's okay to kill the birds and the bald eagles and the bats as long as, you know, as you're on the side of the left and this green movement. I mean, can it get any more nuts? I can't take it anymore. The Gaia worshippers, the Satan worshippers, the Temple of Understanding, the Maurice Strong, they're crazy. They're batshit crazy.
Every day I get up, have my cup of coffee, watch the morning Fox News, and I'm like, what in the heck? it just don't stop. They're so trying to keep us off balance by overloading us in every direction, and they're so desperate to get this stuff done because they fear losing their grip.
I know. Here's the thing, Bill. It's great for radio shows because it gives us a lot of topics to speak on because we can't run out of stuff. Usually I'll try to pick up the paper and get all the local stuff or even state and national so I can like target it for my shows because it's like you said, it's coming at you from six ways to Sunday. I get that. Again, you've got to focus educating yourself, educating your community, and go out there in public, get in front of a microphone and speak. I don't care if it's only 2 or 3 minutes, you have to do it. You guys, I mean, getting on the air is great, but, I mean, you got to reach a couple hundred people in your community or 50 or whoever shows up for that day. You have to do it. Pictures, speeches, facts.
If you find a place that's got a crack that you can post something, post it.
I got one's 23 at work. And I'm teaching them on landscaping and stuff. They go out on the job with me. Well, on breaks and stuff, I tell them all about the government and what's going on and what's in store for them. And they're not liking it too much. Well, we're seeing a makeup.
Yeah, the other thing, too, like people like Leah, I imagine she's a younger person, and Chad's fellow younger. You guys do carpooling. You take people like Bill and Joe and all the others who can't sometimes get around so good or whatever. You get them in the car and take them to city hall meetings and everybody gets a chance to speak and make sure it's all together. You know what I mean? We do that. I had 5 people in Sue's car last time we went to a meeting. She went all over this park and picked up the people who don't drive anymore, and she took them to that meeting. That's how you do it. It works, too. We filled that room overflowing. That's how you do it. Get them there.
That's why we brought Leah on board. Leah's out here all the time and stuff. Leah can get more people involved and we can get a group going. Draw in all these others that are pretty much individual.
Well,
get everybody organized together, united.
Sure.
We'll have time this year. We'll draw more crowd this year down
the
line.
I'm talking about here, not all here. Delaney. I'm talking about all around here.
Yeah.
And I've told Leah that I'll show up anytime that she needs me to help her get through things, whatever, explain things, whatever.
Right.
That's why I'm here.
And the other thing, you guys, if you guys are close in proximity, somebody have a Friday night or a Saturday night meeting at their house and make some appetizers and cocktails or whatever the hell you want, and just say, we're going to have a meeting and here's what we're going to do and educate each other and here's 21 stuff and whatever else you want to deal with and go for it.
Linda? I roasted a turkey yesterday. I made broccoli and we had potatoes and everything. We've all got a big crowd here waiting on Ron's show. And I don't know what happened, but Ron didn't have a show last night. So
right. I think his whole family was worried about the funeral. I think it was his wife's boss that had died. That was one of the people.
Well, that's an understandable thing. Our prayers go out to him. We was worried about Ron because last week he was kind of a little happening. And let Ron know that we send our condolences and our prayers. And
absolutely.
You know, that's what family does. We worry about each other. We look for each other. And Ron has been there for me, as is Linda and the Patriot family. For Yale out there, they've all been there when things went bad. We've tried to be there when things go bad in the other families. But when things go good, we got to be there, too, and praise them.
Sure.
Lift them up.
Lift them up. You're right, babe. You're right.
And
I mean,
that's the thing we don't see out of our electorate. I don't see anybody out there trying to lift me up.
Honey, I'd given up on those guys a long time ago. I don't care about them anymore. They sure as hell don't care about me, including Isa, schmuck. I don't care anymore. I'm going local. I'm screaming in front of the board. Look, I'm going to the Ickley guys, man. They're the ones I got to go after.
That's true. Around here, Ickley's in Monroe County, which is like two counties away, but I keep trying to warn people about it and what it's really about and the aspects of it, and for your county comprehensive plan ties in, because those are written up by Ickley.
Yes. What you got to do, here's the thing. Bill, try to go, I can't remember where I found it, but just, it was 19, I swear to God, it was 1990. And just look up Ickley. I know there's a thing in Wikipedia that tells about Bonn, Germany. That's where they were formed 2 years prior to Maurice Strong speaking at that summit in Rio. And they helped write part of the 40 chapters, or one of them, for that Agenda 21 Sustainable Development for the 21st Century. I'm telling you, if you can tie that together, you've got to nail these people. This is how they've done it. You've got to nail it. And it's true. It's real easy to put together. And put your own stuff together, man. As long as you know that it's true, just write it out. That's what I put it on chalkboard form, small ones. I do it every day. I take them down there and I put it in their faces. I don't have any trouble with the microphone. I'll get up. I don't care. I'm done with these people. I want them to know the truth.
Yeah. We've got to stand up, because if we don't, the youth of this nation is going to face times that I don't think many of us could live with knowing it.
Right.
That we didn't do anything to stop it. We've got to at least, you know, somebody told me today, it was all about, when God gets back. And I said, I'll just tell you what, I'm just going to hold this ground till he gets here.
Yes. Amen.
And, the guy looked at me, he says, "You're serious?" I said, "I'm dead serious."
And you know what I'll do, Bill? I'm going to take my posters that I have, and I'm going to roll them up into rolls and put them in my suitcase. I'll show you guys what I've done, too, so you can see it. And you can duplicate it. And that'll help you understand how to get to these people. Because they only understand visuals and large prints, simple language, and hammer it home. And you give them facts. You got to do the Lord Monckton facts, the Dr. Singer facts, the Mark Levin facts, everything else, because they will come at you with the junk science all damn day long. So,
and you're seeing more and more other people stamping up against that now. They're realizing the lie of it. I couldn't
believe
God. I heard Al Roker and him trying to talk about how much the South Arctic is melting. People, that is the biggest bald-faced lie. Increased by 40%.
Yeah, I saw a new one today. I think I sent it to you earlier. It was about it would take 5 to 10,000 years for anything to happen to the sea level rise. You think you'll be around by then? Even if it was going to happen. Oh my God. Yeah, it's all a hoax. I know it's a hoax. I know exactly what it is.
It is a big Ponzi scheme to pad a certain bunch of people who are invested.
It's worse. I think it's worse than that.
And
I think
that kind
it's,
huge wealth, they feel they're gaining huge power.
Look what happened 33 to 1945 under Hitler. When he kept pushing the lie, it's all the Jews' fault, the Jewish solution. Why do you think there was so much death? Because he told the big lie, the big whopper, and he kept telling it and telling it and telling it, because Goebbels followed Bernays, and Goebbels went out and did it, and the people bought it because they were starving to death, so they had the chancellor to do it. This is exactly what's going to happen. If you think that Auschwitz was bad, they'll duplicate that 300 times over in this country. They are just chomping at the bit to put us all in FEMA camps, buddy. And there will be no private ownership of Jack Diddley if they get their way. So we've got to tell the people.
You got to get rid of 6 billion people.
Absolutely. Georgia Guidestones.
Right there is going to make what Hitler did look like nothing.
Absolutely. And this is the New World Order. So people do not understand us. I don't care whether it's Maurice Strong or the Rothschilds or whomever. It's got to stop, and it's got to be stopped. And that's why I took those pictures. I just got them printed today. There's going to be some hell to pay in Oceanside when I get down Thursday on the Thursday meeting. There's going to be some awakenings, because I'm not going to stop, Bill. I won't.
We can't, Linda. I've had people come up to me and said, you had free text, do you need to slow down? And I'm like, you don't understand. What really stresses me out is not knowing.
Yep, absolutely.
Anything. I take this as a challenge. It's an intellectual challenge to challenge these people that are trying to push those ideologies on us. And to me, I take up the challenge to prove that they're liars, that they're manipulated statistics
and
facts.
Yep. And Hegelian dialectic, yes.
The truth puts them down every time.
Yeah, and the truth shall set you free, and as James A. Garfield said before they assassinated him, but first it will make you miserable. I love that one.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
And there's
and
a lot of us
and the truth.
There's a lot of us in this country that are feeling miserable. You know, my I have a sister-in-law. She's in real bad health. And, she's not working any longer, and they told her she tried to sign up for Obamacare. They told her not. Realize she's not working. She has no income. They wanted over $1,000 a month for health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The deductible was something like $7,000.
I know. It's evil, bud. It's evil. Yeah,
Obamacare?
There's no... There's no free market left. There's partially one, but it's like half and half. This is what's so disgusting. That's why we're going through this. This is fascism.
Everything.
I know.
I was listening to a British guy this morning, and he was saying, why do you have to have a license to do people's hair?
You don't.
Why do you have to have a license to sell lemonade?
You don't.
You know,
they say, but it's not true. It's, you know, they're trampling on your God-given rights. They are assuming the throne of God. They are usurping it because they are trying to say that you need a license or you need this, that, and the other thing to do what is otherwise, you know, freedom. It's 1984.
Profit off the loop or some other individual is profiting off of it. But if you make a dollar, they want 90 cents of it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's Marxism. It's theft. This is antithetical to Jesus. This is antithetical to the commandments. It's all evil. These people are going to find their place in a place where you do not ice skate someday. And there ain't no two ways about it. I know where they're going because they are acting like it their whole lives. It's rotten. They are suppressing your natural God-given freedom, you know, your right to life, your self-evident truth. They're taking it away, and they have no authority to do so. And every time we don't stand up and tell them no, then we're just lying down and let them take the steamroller over us. Why are we doing this? I don't understand that.
I have no idea. Lonnie, cuz, are you still there?
Is he sleeping?
I have no idea.
Are we that boring?
I was wanting to ask.
I'm sitting right here.
Huh?
All right. Did you see the article I posted on your page about family gatherings and stuff in Virginia?
Yeah.
What did you think of that? The idea you can't have more than 40 people gather at your house.
It's crap shit. I'll have as many as I want.
You know
like
what?
Said,
you
I
gotta
many,
stand up
hey,
for the
I have Bill, as many as I want, period.
You know what, Bill? That's what they try to do here too. They'll do it anywhere they can, whether Rhode Island or Massachusetts or California, doesn't matter. We
tell
have
to
stand up.
Tell them to go to a strong reunion and tell one of those folks down there so you can only have 40 of us.
I need some more signs. I need some more signs that say pound it and with little shovels and sand piles from the beach. I'm telling you, this is nuts. You got to tell them, you got to laugh in their face and say, no, we're not doing this. I mean, and just stand up for it. And I want to just say, I know you guys got to wrap up in a minute, but I am so excited about Delaney. Bill, for the last 2 months, I'm like, oh, we need like 6 months to just shit out over there. You know, it's like, oh my God, we need the bands, the singers, the food, the major Ooh. Alcohol, the stick, whatever else we want, you know, swimming, fishing, you name it.
No white Russian.
No white Russian. Hell yeah, I love white Russian.
Yeah, they're deadly.
Jack Daniels. No,
oh
not.
My God. Well, yeah, if you make them right, they are.
Yeah.
I'm an ex bartender. I know exactly how to make them, but
absolutely.
Just,
yeah, I can make Long Island iced teas that'll knock you on your derriere.
Oh, wow.
That's July 13th through July 20th, Delaney Creek Park, Scottsburg, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Good times, good food, relaxation, just enjoying each other. And
the
I'm
scenery.
Not say we don't talk because we do, but we talk about everything. We're just like
you bet.
Anybody else's family.
And Dad or one of y'all bring your Bible so we can pray too, because we need to pray for this country.
I'll have it in the car.
Yay.
I probably got 30 Bibles in the house.
All right, sweethearts. I'm gonna go back to the chat room. You guys take it out with a song and I love you and I can hardly wait. I'm gonna give tickets in a couple weeks.
Sister, and we'll see you at Delaney. Folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And tomorrow night on my show.
Tomorrow night, right from the left
Love
coast, Linda Sills, 7 p.m. Thursday night this week, Patriot Education, 6 p.m., Kerry Rowland, and then back next Monday night, Constitution Hour. Hopefully Big Ron Golden will be back, and we'll be right back in the swing of it. And then don't forget next Tuesday, we'll be back, and I don't know what we'll have in store. Love everybody. Good night. God bless you. Keep you safe.
Lonnie, brother, take us out. Gotta go, cuz. Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago. Soldier as a